Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to welcome you most kindly to Krosno-Odziańskie. It is one of the few Polish cities which can boast more than 1,000 years' history. The castle in front of you was witness to most of the historical events here. The city is situated in the fork of two rivers, Oder and Bobre. The strategic value of the city was known long before the Polish state was established. In the 10th century, the nearby region of Nadodzie was conquered by the Piast dynasty. The rulers constructed a massive stronghold to consolidate their power. It was nearby, close to the confluence of two rivers, as mentioned before. The stronghold was mighty. It managed to withstand German invasion more than once. Bishop Tietmar described the war of 1005 when King Bolesław the Brave successfully fought the army of the German King Henry II. According to his account, the stronghold in Krosno withstood the Germans for 7 days. It was the first written account when the city of Krosno was mentioned. The city itself was established and strengthened over the next few centuries. Henry the Bearded, one of the dukes from the Piast dynasty, contributed significantly to the growth of this settlement. He lived at the turn of the 12th and 13th century. He ruled a large area of internally divided Poland, but Krosno was one of his favorite places. He granted city rights to the settlement and built his own seat nearby, a stone castle. Of course, this is not the same building we are now looking at. Only small fragments of the original walls survived to this day. The original fortress included a one-story building and a courtyard surrounded by a wall, which was connected to the system of the city walls, but nevertheless remained a separate construction. Henry the Bearded died in this castle in 1238. A few years later, his wife, Hedwig, who was later proclaimed a saint, sought shelter in this castle when trying to flee from the Tatars. The castle was owned by the Piast dynasty until the end of the 15th century. The rulers expanded it by adding another wing and the gate building. This is how the building became a characteristic lowland castle on a square plan. When the area was seized by Brandenburg, the castle saw considerable changes. It became a home for the widows of Brandenburg electors. The raw stronghold was then refurbished to become a comfortable Renaissance residence. The works lasted for a few decades in the 16th centuries and continued into the next century. In the first half of the 17th century, Brandenburg was afflicted by the Thirty Years' War. The castle was surrounded with modern fortification. After the end of the war, the residence started to collapse despite new investments. In the 18th and 19th century, it was used as military barracks and warehouses. After the Great War, the castle was used as regular accommodation. Apart from living quarters, the building also housed the office of the Silesian Savings Bank and a teacher's college. However, World War II left the castle utterly ruined, looted and burnt down by the Red Army. And yet it had its moment of glory. One of the scenes for the movie titled Knights of the Teutonic Order from 1960 was shot in the courtyard. The castle has recently been renovated. The renovation works focused on reconstructing the building, as it was in the 16th and 17th century, while the remaining part was maintained as a so-called permanent ruin. The main entrance is the massive two-story gate building, with its characteristic tower and a spiral staircase. On the left, there is the adjacent building of the former Protestant chapel, while on the right, you will see fragments of the southern wing. The latter is the most spectacular part of the castle. There is a typical Renaissance loggia overlooking the courtyard, a gallery with an archway on the upper floor. Please note the ornate doorframes with 16th-century bossage. If you want to see older fragments, please descend to the basement. There you can see original barrel vaults. The building is now managed by the local Art and Culture Centre. As the host of this place, the centre would like to invite you on a tour of the former Duke's residence. You can see the medieval and Renaissance chambers, the lapidarium or rooms from the 19th and 20th century. The local wine cellar also deserves attention. It is also a good idea to have a look at the schedule of local events organized by the centre. I will now wish you a good day. Enjoy your stay in Krosno-Odziańskie. Goodbye.